Hi guys, welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio, and today's topic is going to be talking about comparisonitis. I feel like this is something that we see across all industries, across all ages, genders, races, whatever the case may be. I feel like at some point in our lives, we have compared ourselves to others. So let me define what comparisonitis is. It is where you compare yourself, your status, your occupation, your life, or whatever you own to someone else. Sometimes they are somebody in your circle, somebody that they're in social media, maybe they're a celebrity, maybe they're somebody that you just idealize or somebody in history. So one thing about comparisonitis is that sometimes we don't even realize that we are doing this in our lives, and I have definitely been one of those victims of this syndrome. I'm a perfectionist, and sometimes I try to embody whom I think would be what perfection is, or a habit, or an ideal, rather than trying to figure out what would best work for me, rather than trying to step into somebody else's shoes. That's different when you're trying to understand something, but you really can't be anybody else but yourself. And when you do that, you're not being unapologetically you. You're trying to be a copy of somebody else. And I feel like it definitely starts with confidence. And this is one thing that I see with people that have confidence issues. And I was one of those that we compare ourselves. And it just helps like dig a hole where we have difficulty being confident, because this helps root this problem into our life. So let's talk about what comparisonitis looks like. So I'll give you a couple sentences that I hear, that I experience. So the first one is, I wish I had her booty. I wish I had that lifestyle. My life would be better if it was more like. Why am I not further along in school, career, debt payment, kids, vacation? In other words, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, essentially, or whatever society is trying to impart upon you on what should be, or what the normal is. And you've got to remember that everybody is different. We have so many different experiences and so many different other things that we occur and deal in our lives, and that there's no right time to be doing anything. There's no right time to have all your debt paid off. There's no right time to go to school. There's no right time to have a house, a kids, whatever the case may be. There's no like specific deadline for that. And we have to remember that and quit trying to compare ourselves to others, because their life may seem perfect to us, but we don't understand what other difficulties that they're having. Just like they may look at us and go, man, I bet my life would be so much easier if it was their life. So, you know, you got to remember it goes back and forth each way, that we all have problems no matter where we are at in our lives. So I really want to talk about ways to overcome comparisonitis and really work to not have this happen. It's okay to acknowledge that you like somebody's path in life, or what they're doing, or how they like, because sometimes it inspires us to have that kind of ambition to create ourselves from it. But when it becomes a negative influence in our lives and really causes us to talk down upon ourselves, then really it's no longer beneficial or helpful toward us. So let's talk about how to overcome this. So the first step to overcoming comparisonitis is to really focus on being mindful of your thoughts. That way you can understand when it's occurring, what are the triggers, when it's happening, and not punish yourself for it, but just acknowledge that, hey, I notice that I start to compare myself when this happens, when I go and do this. Why is this? Why do I want to compare myself to this person, this activity, whatever the case may be? And that'll help you start to root to the cause of this problem and understand why it's happening to you and why you're starting to think that way. And when we start to ask ourselves these questions, become really mindful of the things that we say and the things that we think, things really start to move forward. Because whatever we think and what we say is also one way of things coming into reality. It can be a little woo-woo for some, but I truly believe that what you think and what your perspective is truly what you're going to find. So if you're constantly looking for negative, then you're only going to find negative in life. And yes, it's okay. Things are going to not go right. Things are going to go wrong. But that doesn't mean you can't look to how to overcome the situation, what are you going to learn from that experience? So step one is to be mindful of when you are having comparisonitis. Number two, which is part of step number one, is ask why are you comparing yourself. You really need to go deep into this. A lot of time we try to keep things surface level when in reality really need to dig deep into the root and to cause why this is happening to us. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Because it may be a confidence issue. It may have been something that occurred in our lives when we were younger. Maybe it was an experience we had growing up. And sometimes it's because of issues that we have not taken time to, you know, dive into and understand and come to terms with. For somebody that may have had like abuse or whatever the case may be, it really may have caused them to have like a negative self-value, but they've never taken time to not so much like understand it, but come to terms with that and realize that that does not define them as a human being and that they are just as valuable and important as everybody else on this planet. And so I want you to ask why you're comparing yourself and to really go deep into yourself, journal, whatever the case you may have to be. If you need to see a therapist, do whatever you got to do to understand that and to understand your why. And there's no right or wrong answer as to why it's occurring. So don't punish yourself for that because there's no right one. Number three, one of the other ways that I found that really helped me with comparisonitis was after I acknowledged when it was happening, I started to understand why it was happening. I started to practice gratitude and meditation. People truly underestimate the power of gratitude and meditation onto their life. So gratitude is where you look for things that you are grateful for no matter what the situation is. For example, I am thankful that I have a roof over my head. I am thankful that I have enough money to buy ramen noodles, bananas, organic eggs, salmon, whatever the case may be. I am thankful that I have family and friends that love me. I am thankful that I made enough money to pay my cell phone bill. I am thankful that my shoe did not break today. Whatever the case may be, you can find something to be thankful for no matter how little or how small. And that will really help to wire your brain to look for the things that you're grateful for, and it'll help you to have that kind of perspective into life. Now, meditation, a lot of people really think this is very woo-woo and it's difficult to do, and it can be as simple or as complex as you want to make it, and I always recommend keeping things simple. So for meditation, you can literally just sit in a chair in a quiet space and take 10 deep breaths. Heck, you could even do this on the potty, whatever the case may be. And take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And do that 10 times and you will be shocked in how relaxed and calm and almost like in control you feel. Another thing that you can do is you can find a meditation app or a YouTube channel. Apps sometimes cost money, but like Simple Habit, Calm, Headspace are great options. YouTube has plenty of meditations that are free. If you want to do it, just you can find a way to make it happen no matter what your budget is. I personally prefer Calm because they have like a 10-minute meditation every day, but then they have ones for if you're having an anxiety attack, you're stressed out, or you need help going to sleep. They have sleep stories. I struggle with going to sleep because my brain starts to race even after I do a brain dump at the end of the day. And so I really enjoy Calm because I can listen to that story and I can focus on the story and just take deep breaths, and it allows me to go to sleep. Meditation. The last one that is really helpful is called affirmations. So affirmations is where you tell yourself statements to work on rewiring the things that you tell yourself, what you believe, things of that sort. So if you've ever heard of the term limiting beliefs, one way that you can start to rewire those limiting beliefs is through affirmations. So a lot of time you'll see this in movies where somebody is talking to themselves in the mirror or whatever the case may be. And a lot of people think this is really lame, but if you really want to improve your life, whatever the case may be, you're going to start doing stuff no matter what society thinks of it, whether society thinks it's lame or it's cool. You're going to do it because it works and it makes you feel good. And that's when your priorities are in order. So let me read you some affirmations that I use on the daily to overcome some of my limiting beliefs as well in life. So affirmation numero uno. I am rich in all aspects of my life and I continue to work to grow in all. It is safe for me to write my own money story and not my parents'. It is safe for me not to feel guilty every time I purchase something. I have the ability to create the life I desire, not what someone else desires for me. It is safe for me to say no to things. It is safe for me to say yes to things. It is safe for me to follow my intuition. So those are just a few of my affirmations. Some of those are, I say pretty regularly. And it's just a way to put them back in the forefront of your mind and recognize that's what your intentions are for the day, and to help remind yourself of what you're trying to, not trying, that you are working to accomplish, and that you're trying, not trying, that you are working to make a reality. If you notice, I kept rewording myself there. What you say does matter, and commitment words versus over wishy-washy words. So work over try, things of that sort. That should be a podcast for a later time. Anywho, do not underestimate affirmations. So let's recap the four different ways that you can overcome comparisonitis. Number one, work to be mindful when it occurs. Number two, ask why you are comparing and go deep. Number three, practice gratitude and meditations. And number four, affirmations. Those are great tools to help you overcome comparisonitis and for it to not be a part of your life. And I just thought of another one that I really want to share with you. So I guess we're going to have five tips. So number five, if you need to eliminate some distractions on social media, do that. Go through and do like a social media cleanse. So a couple months ago, I went through and I unfollowed like 1,200 people on all my Instagram accounts. I have a personal, a business, and my podcast Instagram. And I went through and I unfollowed people that I was comparing myself to. And I made sure I was following people that were inspiring me for the right reasons. And that really helped me to overcome this comparisonitis situation tremendously, because I was allowing people to impact me that were impacting me in the way that I needed them to impact me, not in a negative manner. So that may be something you can consider. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Please let me know what you want to hear next. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Be Unapologetically You Radio. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud, and please leave us a review on iTunes. That's how we get found by more people. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys in the next podcast. Love you. Bye.